Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Policy Committee meeting. Today is July 7th at 6 p.m. in the Michelle Fisher Meeting Room. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Crawford?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
And recognition of visitors, we have our library director, Shelley Augustine, here. We don't have anyone here for public comment, and we are still reviewing our tutoring policy and updating it. And so this is a continuation from our last meeting. Our director's here this time because she's the one that drafts the policy for us, and we're just going through as a committee to ensure. And so we had requested some changes, and Shelley, if you want to begin with some of the changes and what you did and tell us how this policy and what we can and cannot add, delete, take away, and so forth.
Okay. So I rearranged it a little bit, the bullet points, and kind of put the policies that pertain to the tutor and the parents up top, and then more of the operational policies of tutoring below. What I have highlighted is part of our unattended child policy. So they have to be 11 or older to be in the library unattended. So I kind of added that to the policy, to that line item, to encourage the parents to remain in the library while their child is being tutored, if they're under 11.
And this is from our, what policy is that? That's from our policy?
Yes, that unattended child policy is part of the policy book.
Okay.
Yep. And then the other highlighted item that I have down towards the bottom pertains to our study room policy. So if you would like to reserve a study room under our normal study room policy, you must have a Yorkville Library card. So we will hold that, I think, as well for tutoring policy, that you must have a Yorkville Library card. And then the sub-bullet point underneath that is from the study room policy, where you cannot reserve the study room more than a day in advance.
Right.
So we don't want tutoring to be booked up, you know, and reserved out in advance for this. So one day in advance for 2 hours per day.
And so, and then we had talked about the group tutoring session, something that Darren brought up.
Right.
Did you look into that for us and find out?
I would prefer right now that we kind of baby step into this tutor policy and start with just utilizing our study rooms. I'm not sure about doing group tutoring in the meeting room.
I think that would have to be something that we have to have a relationship, say, with the school district, and we establish something with them that we could potentially have that.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have to come up, it would have to be under some agreement.
Intergovernment.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it should be part of this tutoring policy, because I think this pertains more to
patrons,
library use and study room use.
Okay. And then, what was the other thing? Michelle Forrester. So you made all the different changes. Room occupied, 15 minutes.
And
is there anything in the law or anything that we're missing out of the library law?
I looked in the library law, and I did not find any laws under tutoring policy.
Okay.
I checked with two local libraries, the Plano Library and the Oswego Library. Plano Library does not have a tutoring policy. Oswego does. It's a more of guidelines, and they have designated areas in their library for that type of tutoring, so they have like noise zones, I guess they call it, in their library, but they're a lot bigger library, to where there's several tables and chairs that they say
outside of a study room
over here.
Outside of a study
room, but they do let them use their study rooms as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you say zone areas, is that outside of the tutoring room?
Yes.
That they allow,
they have certain quiet zones or talking quiet zones in their library.
Is that, are we not big enough to?
Okay. Well, we have the rooms, the study rooms,
right.
Which keeps it quiet in the rest of the
so people would be disturbed.
You know what? People tend to find that utilize our library tend to know where they can go for if there's discussion between people, they know to use the corners of the library.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any questions from, everything that we talked about, you can review what she did, ask questions or, you know, additions or review what she's given to us and see. Go ahead.
The one line says tutors being paid for their services may not reserve study rooms.
So confusing.
Yeah, but then down here, it says use of study rooms for tutoring is limited to one reservation per tutor. Then it goes on to say a room may reserve not more than 1 week prior.
Yep, you're right. We should take that line out.
Which one are we talking about? Tutors being paid?
For their services may not reserve.
Yeah, that one should not be there. Thank you, Rosie.
Catching that. Yeah, because the one above it, we're saying
no exchange of money
exchanged in the library.
Right.
So we're going to encourage that to take place somewhere else.
And we wouldn't know if they were paid in advance anyway, so he can come in and just be in the library, so that wouldn't really mean anything to us. May not publish
or distribute. I would prefer not to have to interrogate people why they're in the library using the library.
Tutoring session must be kept as quiet as possible not to disturb a library patron. Does that mean when they're outside or if they're not in the study room? When it says tutoring sessions must be kept as quiet as, if they're in the study room, could that still be loud? Have you had that instance where people use the study room and they disturb other patrons outside?
Sometimes they can be louder, but they might not realize that their voice is carried.
Okay.
We've never had a problem with that.
Okay.
You know, we might make them aware of the fact that, you know, we can hear you out here.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's never been a problem.
So I'm just looking in terms of organization. I know that you had kind of flipped it around, but the first five, I would say number 4 and 5, tutors are individuals who provide instruction to others. I would say that should probably be the first. And then the second one, tutoring sessions must be kept quiet. And then after you say they kept quiet, then the first one, they're responsible for their students, unattended children, should not be left in the library, and then they're responsible for establishing communication procedures. And then 6 through 11 would stay the same.
Those are all okay.
So wait, number one to be tutors about what the tutor is.
Tutors are individuals, who they are.
And then
they should be kept as quiet as possible.
And then go back to our students.
And then go back to tutors are responsible for the behavior of their students.
Unattended children.
And so on.
Yeah.
Tutors are responsible.
Unattended and then tutors are responsible. Yeah. I think that makes...
That makes sense. And then I think after that, instead of talking about the publish and distribute, and then the sessions maximum, the advertisement probably should be at the bottom. Or up by where it says sessions.
Do you have that under the prohibitions then?
Yes, probably
like
there.
You have it here in terms of advertising, but maybe make it like a little subsection that's
underneath
this
it.
This is specifically what I mean. You may not publish, distribute, or.
Where are we at?
Where it says tutors may not publish or distribute advertisements or letters identifying. You can put that bullet point under prohibitions.
Tutors may. Oh, there it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So like number 6, I'm sorry.
You want that under where?
Where you have the following uses are prohibited in a library space, buying, selling. Yeah, under there. The last part, at the bottom. Right before the initials of the board.
Oh, okay.
The date.
After,
you can put
that end of library closing?
You think so?
You probably put it together, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. So numbers 6 and 7. Should probably go under the prohibitions, as in like examples or
of what that means.
Right.
Oh,
so tutors may not publish. Mm-hmm. No exchange of money.
Okay. So they shouldn't be the bullet points. They should be in the.
They can be bullet points, but under the.
Under the prohibitions.
Okay. Number 6.
Perfect.
Got it.
Yeah, that's.
Got it.
Yep, I do.
Are we all in agreement with this? policy because then we're going to bring it to the board next week, Monday, for adopting.
Okay.
Okay. Sure, going once, twice.
Hold on, hold on. Mm-hmm. You think here tutoring sessions will be limited to a maximum of 2 students, or this one first? Use the study rooms for tutoring and then a maximum of 2 students.
Yeah, which number?
Can we swap 8 and 9? Can we reverse those? So
which
first
one?
Use of the study rooms for tutoring is limited to 1 reservation per tutor,
mm-hmm.
and then tutoring sessions will be limited
to a maximum
of 2 students. Mm-hmm. Right before, yeah, and
flip those 2.
15 minutes. So yeah, switch 8 and 9.
Okay.
Perfect. I love teamwork.
Great.
You got that? Do you got any questions, Shelley?
No.
Okay. And then she'll have it for us at the next meeting for the board meeting, and then the board will have to vote, approve it, and then we'll adopt it into our policy.
Lovely.
Okay, so. Okay, well, if nothing else is said to be done, we are adjourned.